Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm asking rhetorically, okay? I know somebody answered. And I know you know the answer. But I'm going to ask it again. Are you really sure? You really sure you want to be a Christian? In 151 countries, Christians are actively being persecuted. What does this mean? Well, in China, a legal congregation, 3,000 members, was shut down and their building was destroyed. And the same thing happened to 20 other churches in that area in China. In Sudan, there's a pregnant woman who is on death row for being a Christian. In North Korea, Christians are being sentenced to hard labor because they're accused of subverting the government. We know, I don't know if you've read the news about the girls that were abducted, most of whom were Christian, and some of them who weren't were still studying under Christian or Western people. A group of Muslims, same people who kidnapped these girls, destroyed 36 churches. And in the next country over, they've killed over 40 people for being Christians. And I could go on. The point is, this is not something that has happened in the past. This is happening now. The saints of God are suffering. Our brothers and sisters in Christ. Are you really sure you want to be a Christian? And Jesus says that the slave is not above the master, right? It's enough for the slave to be like the master. And our master is Jesus. And so, if we want to be Christians, we got to be slaves. So, we have a tough road to walk. We look at Jesus, right? Our master. He enters into the flesh, taking on the form of a servant. This is Philippians 2. Becoming a slave himself. And as he walked around on this planet, he gives and 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 he gives. He had no place to call his own bed. No place to lay his head, right? And eventually, and we know this, he gives himself up on the cross. Now, not only that, but he did have to sometimes speak the truth, and he did it in love. But it was still the truth, and it was still the truth that people didn't want to hear. And Jesus foresaw, when he sent out his disciples, his apostles, he says, look, families will be divided. Sons will give their fathers over to die, to be killed. Jesus is a divider of families by his truth. And eventually, because of the truth, the apostles themselves are even killed. So, do you want to be a slave? Do you want to be a slave to Jesus? Do you want to look like people who are used and abused by society, walked all over? Do you want to be that person who has to speak the truth in love at the expense of other people's feelings? At the expense of other people's lifestyles? Do you want to be that guy? Do you want to be that girl? And there's no promise in Scripture where God says, well, once you become a Christian, once you follow me, hey, guess what? Everything's peaches and cream. Your road's going to be a piece of cake. No bumps at all. I haven't found a passage that says that. There's no scripture passage that says, once you become a Christian, and if you pray hard enough and you think about it hard enough, God's going to bless you with wealth and prosperity. I haven't found that scripture passage. At least I haven't experienced it in the sense that I hear the televangelists tell me about. Jesus said, Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are you when people persecute you. Are you really sure you want to be a Christian? Jesus, our Master, is our model. Christians, which means little Christs, our definition, to be like Christ. And so all of that suffering and all of that humility and all of that stuff that Jesus went through, guess what? So do we. And all of that giving and all of that speaking the truth in love, so do we. Even being humiliated to the point of death and setting aside our own pride, that's what we do too. And by the grace of God, we can be like Jesus. By the grace of God, Christians can give and give and give. By the grace of God, we can share the truth about Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, Christians can even be martyred for the Christian faith. And as we do all of this stuff, as we live our lives this way, we become a testimony. We declare to the world that we, even we, have been changed by God. See, like it says in Romans chapter 6, we were slaves to sin. One way or another, you're going to be a slave. Either to sin or to Christ. Before we were slaves to sin, before we lived selfishly for ourselves, before we were destined to wrath and destruction, but today, this day, you are forgiven. Today, this day, your life will never be the same. See, you are now a witness of something that is greater, much greater than all of us. You are a witness to the God-man who suffered, who died, and on the third day rose from the dead. And by God's grace, He will never deny you before the Father in heaven. And this is our Master. This is our Master who pays for the sins of the whole world by giving Himself instead. This is our Master who said, "It is finished." He is the one who conquers death and promises eternal life to you today, right now. And this is the same Master. When He returns, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So despite all of the struggles and hardships Christians might face, it does not compare to the glory that Jesus has. It does not compare to eternal life in Jesus. And as difficult as it might be to believe, by God's grace, we do. And there's nothing in this life or even death that can compare. Are you sure you want to be a Christian? By God's grace, I have never been so sure of anything. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.